Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. While the big news of the week has been Governor John Kasich's veto of the Medicaid freeze and the House's debate on whether to override it, the governor vetoed nearly 50 items total in the House and Senate approved budget. One of those vetoes is drawing a lot of ire among teachers. Dozens of them protested the reinstatement of the Ohio Resident Educator Program at the State House on Wednesday, and over 5,000 people signed a petition asking the House to override Kasich's veto and subsequent reinstatement of that program. One of the main sticking points of the program is RESA, the Resident Educator Summative Assessment, a comprehensive exam that takes place in the third year of the program. Here to help us understand the program and teachers' concerns is Sarah Cordingley, an English teacher in Grove City. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. For those of us who are not in the education field, help us understand what this program is and what it looks like in practice.
So the program itself, the first 2 years involve mentoring. They put you with an experienced teacher who will come in and observe your teaching. And that's fantastic. It's the third year, the summative assessment, that's the trouble. For that particular assignment, I was required to videotape two separate lessons. I also had to write about 15 short essays for each video segment, explaining exactly what I was thinking and proving that every aspect of my teaching is based basically in research.
How much time did that take you outside of the classroom?
Over the course of basically November through February 15th when it was due, 81 hours, most of it outside of school, but that doesn't include all the time that it basically lived on my soul.
That stress popped out of the fact that if you didn't pass this assessment, within, what, three tries, you would lose your ability to teach.
Exactly. And so I gave it everything I had. I mean, if you tell me my license is tied to this, you know I'm going to go Hermione Granger on it and put absolutely every amount of effort that I have into it.
To a parent, I'm sure that kind of sounds reassuring. Oh, wow, look at our teachers doing everything they can for our students and everything they can to get this licensure and to work on themselves. So why is it a bad thing? Why are teachers against it?
While it looks, I can see why it would look on paper like it's something that'll help me become a better teacher. In reality, what it meant was it took a lot of time away from my students this year. The time that I could have spent planning or grading went to RESA. Just I'd look into their eyes and I'd feel so much like, I just want to be able to teach you. I just want to be able to focus my attention on you. And instead, my attention is being divided.
Passing this assessment, this RESA, means a teacher can become professionally licensed. Kasich actually spelled that out in his concerns, in his veto message. He said, elimination of this program creates a situation where teachers have no path to move from resident educator to professional licenses. Without this program, how else would teachers be certified? Isn't it a necessary step to ensure our teachers are qualified?
Well, by the time we've already started the RESA process, you'll have had student teaching, you'll have had your years of pedagogical training to become a teacher. You have to take a number of exams already called the Praxis. So by the time you become a teacher, you've been tested and tested yet again. We've already proven ourselves in undergraduate, you know? And so now we just want mentoring to be able to be the best educators that we can. I mean, how many times do we need to prove that we're worthy of what we love to do?
The House did not choose to override it.
Right.
What are the next steps for you and the other 5,000 people, the dozens of teachers that were at the State House protesting this? What are the next steps there?
Well, we learned that the reason why they chose not to override it is because they'd like to revamp the program, which I'm all ears for that. That would be fantastic if they're going to make changes to it. We'd like to be part of an ongoing process with them to be able to give them feedback about what actually does help us, what will help us become better teachers without putting such a strain on our time that we feel like we lose time with our students. So if we can keep doing that, that would be great. The other thing that we really are hoping for is that there could be some kind of safe harbor provision where teachers who haven't passed the RESA could still become teachers, could stay teachers. It seems kind of silly that after you've done all your student teaching, all your other work, just this one little test is that it's not little, can be the reason why you can't teach.
Sarah Cordingley, thank you so much for talking with me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.